Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to Changing Perspectives. Today, I want to talk to you about something called birthing of a new day, or the birthing of a new day. Let me bring your attention to Exodus 1:19. The Bible says, "The midwife said to Pharaoh, because the Hebrew woman are not as the Egyptian woman, for they are vigorous and give birth before the midwife can get to them." What's important to understand with this portion of scripture is that the woman, the midwife specifically, were mandated by Pharaoh to make sure that any man child does not enter into the world. They basically had to abort them. They basically had to kill them at birth. Now, when we look at this specific situation, we can see that these women were given something that was not just spoken to them by just anyone. It was basically the king of the country who spoke and proclaimed a law that needed to be executed. At the end of the day, they did not obey. Now, it's important to realize that the women who are rising in this season are women with a different heartbeat, women with a different drive. They are not out to save themselves and to save what they think is important in terms of themselves, but they are out to make a difference. Again, when Pharaoh, who is the king of Egypt, makes a decree that all the male children need to be killed, it was the conviction of these women which steered them differently. You know, it takes a lot to disobey the law of your country. Bearing in mind, it was not just disobedience, but they could have lost their lives in the process of going against the grain. These women required a different spirit. It's not just anyone who can go against the grain. It's not just anyone who can birth a new day. Because here's the thing, a new day requires tenacity, it requires courage, it requires the ability to stand up for that which you believe. It requires a coming forth of what has been planted on the inside of you. You see, ladies, the hour is coming, which is now, where God is testing our hearts for the assignments that are awaiting us. God is taking us into a place where He is checking whether we are able to carry the mandate of the new day. The mandate of the new day requires a person that is willing to sacrifice themselves so that the new can be born. The assignments awaiting us are not going to be easy. It's going to require action, and not just any action, but radical behavior that will change communities and ultimately change our nation. Where are the daughters of Zion, I ask? Where are the daughters of Zion who will speak for the sake of the people and not be intimidated by the situation? Goliath has intimidated you for very long. He has taken away your courage. He has taken away your identity. He has changed your state of mind to that of free, or to take away your freedom. And he has taken away your ability to have courage. You see, ladies and gentlemen, there is something on the inside of you that is calling out for you to rise up and to stand up so that the new day can be birthed. The time of keeping quiet, the time of observing the good, the bad, and the ugly has passed on. It is time to change the world around you. It is time to change it not just for yourself, but for those who will come after you. When you decide to rise up, you save lives. And who knows if you will be instrumental in saving the next deliverer. That is exactly what happened with the midwives. When they saved these male children, they saved the deliverer of Israel. They saved Moses, who years later would become the deliverer of an oppressed nation called Israel. Someone who God has called to change nations, change generations, may be found in your hand. And it is up to you to make sure that you facilitate that process. The question I have to ask you today, ladies, is, have you been true to your mandate of facilitation? Who has come through your hands? Who has God given you? Who has He entrusted you with? Have you been able to walk with this person and guide them? Or have they only merely been just someone that you have been acquainted with? There's an imbalance in this world. There's an imbalance when the midwives do not stand in their place and in their position. There's an imbalance when destinies are locked and destinies are chained up. There's an imbalance when destinies are not set free. And it is up to the midwives to understand their mandate so that these destinies can be birthed and born for the next generation. Someone who will not just do things because everyone else is doing it, but someone who will walk with the conviction of God, understanding that God is taking them into a new day. You see, God may have called you as a midwife. He may have called you as a Mother Teresa. We all know Mother Teresa. She ended up saving a nation by just being who she was. She was filled with compassion for the lives that were lost and the people who surrounded her. And she ended up saving so many lives. Who knows all the people who came through her hands? Who knows all the people who were birthed through her? It is time to rise up, woman, and understand the birthing of a new day. It is time to rise up and walk with conviction because God has given something in your hand and you need to use it to the best of your ability. A midwife is someone like Rosa Parks who sits in a section of the bus that she is not supposed to sit in, a place which she is prohibited or she is taken away from, but she chooses to stand up because of her conviction. She chooses to make a difference, and because of her, so many others were birthed. It is time to face your calling. It is time to rise up, to stand up, and to be the person that God has called you to be. Even though Rosa Parks may or could have lost her life, she was driven by something so big, something so huge, that she could not contain herself. What has God placed on the inside of you to birth in the lives of others? There are many lost out there, many who have no guidance and no understanding, many who do not understand who they have been called to be. But God has chosen you to come alongside them. God has chosen you to walk with them. The moment you walk with them, you will begin to open up their eyes and facilitate them into a new day. A midwife sets the captive free. We can look at examples in the Bible. Mary birthed something new when she chose to listen to the Holy Spirit. She would birth a son, Jesus, someone who brought forth a new day. Esther birthed the freedom of her nation. There are things that you need to birth in this new day that will make you uncomfortable. But once the birthing happens, there will be a rejoicing. Ladies, your womb needs to be receptive for that which God wants to birth through you. For some of you, it is carrying the spirit of restoration. Restoration that you need to impart and help others with. I remember when I was pregnant with my first child, I did not know what to expect. I was uncertain. I was uncomfortable. But yet I was happy. You see, whenever something new comes into our lives, we need to walk with the understanding that this thing is there so that something that has a gap needs to be filled. Every person who God gives you that you need to birth needs to fill a gap. And it is important for you to be there for them. Because here's the thing about carrying a promise. Here's the thing about birthing. It's uncomfortable. Here's the thing about being in a place of birthing something new. You are uncertain. You are insecure. You don't know what to do. But once you start walking with God, you become comfortable because you will see the end from the beginning and the beginning from the end. And it is only God that can give you that clarity. You know, when I became a leader, I was happy. I was content, yet I was uncomfortable because it was something new. Whenever we birth something new, be prepared to be uncomfortable because there's a stretching, there's a pulling, and there's a pushing. But the end result will take you into a good place. Woman, you need to understand that you will not just be birthing anything in this season. You will be birthing something that is very specific, something that may come with lots of questions. Not just from your side, but from those around you. Do not back down just because it looks new. Everything you did for the first time in your life started off being new, but it progressed into something that made you who you are today. You are a wife. You are a mother. You may be a career woman. Whoever you are today is because you took a step to birth something that is your first. Don't stop in the season, midwife. Start stepping into the new because there is something dynamic that you need to birth. Let us pray. Father, I pray for each and every person listening to the sound of my voice. I decree and declare over them a new day. I come against the spirit of fear. I come against the spirit of hesitation. I come against the spirit of uncertainty. And I pray, Father, that all those things will be wiped away and that you would replace it with courage, with wisdom and understanding. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for listening to this week's edition of Changing Perspectives. Please take time to check out my book called Changing Perspectives Every Day by Cindy Jacobs. You will find it on Amazon. But for now, ladies and gentlemen, we will catch up again next week. God bless, take care, and remember that His perspective is the only perspective that matters.
Sitting in this war zone, taking in this pain, my whole belly holds on, I can't really stand. I can hear you walk past now. My heart starts to jump, my fears begin to fade, my faith explodes right now. I can't keep it in, there's a joy inside of me. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy, Jesus. Let your blood restrain all my fears and doubts. Let your glory shine in my darkest night. I will hold my peace as you fight for me. You bear my grief, let your spirit intercede. Let your spirit intercede. I have chosen you, not rejected you. Fear not, I'm with you, so do not be dismayed. I will strengthen you, I will love. My righteous love, I call you by name. You are holy, you are holy, you are holy, Jesus. Let your blood restrain all my fears and doubts. Let your glory shine in my darkest night. I will hold my peace as you fight for me, and you bear my grief. Let your spirit your door.